President of the former Soviet Republic of Belarus says he's been re-elected in a landslide victory. Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory just a couple of hours after the polls closed yesterday. The main opponent, Vladimir Goncharek, is accusing Lukashenko of falsifying the vote. International monitors have stopped short of declaring the election free and fair. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Minsk, the capital of Belarus. Was the election really rigged?
Well, Goncharek, who is he's a trade union leader, and his campaign was quite lackluster. He says that according to his monitors from polling stations, Lukashenko didn't get the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Now, the official figures show Lukashenko winning 75%, so far beyond that. But Goncharek claims there was massive vote fraud as the ballots were counted. Also, there was a problem that in Belarus you can vote early if you need to before the election day, and 15% of the electorate exercised that right, and those early ballots were difficult to secure. A senior official from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe told me, yes, it's true, it's difficult to monitor those early ballots, but he thought the election day actually seemed to go fairly smoothly. What he said was that in a country like Belarus, which is very Soviet-style government, voter fraud isn't the main problem. The problem is that Lukashenko has total control over the media, the whole state apparatus working for him. So you have collective farm bosses or factory bosses forcing their workers to vote for Lukashenko. So that's been the main problem in this election campaign.
The challenger, Goncharek, called a rally last night. How was the turnout?
I'd say at its height, there were probably a couple of thousand people out there. It was rainy and cold, so that might have been why there weren't tons of people out there. But also, the population here is fairly apathetic. Now, most of the people here were young people. Lukashenko is not popular with young people. They don't see that they have any kind of economic opportunities here. Some of these people told me beforehand they thought this was going to be a repeat of the Yugoslavia scenario, when protesters were out on the streets and finally Slobodan Milosevic gave in. Now, the protests in Belarus have been far smaller than that. And, of course, a lot of people are also scared of violence. There were a lot of plainclothes policemen in the crowd, so that also probably kept people away.
What was Lukashenko's platform?
Well, I talked to one of his aides last night about this, and basically Lukashenko says in this new term he's going to have evolutionary changes. And this is a guy, a populist leader who came to power in 1994, and he later extended his rule with this referendum that many people called illegal. And what he did then was either renationalize property or make sure big industry was never privatized. There's a tiny, tiny private sector here. And older people who, you know, see what goes on in Russia and see the chaos there, like Lukashenko for this, that he's ensuring that there's no chaos. Pensions are paid on time, though they're tiny. So a lot of people also were scared of nationalist movements when Belarus first became independent from the Soviet Union, and Lukashenko has made sure that these nationalist parties are marginalized. He's also promoted a very pro-Russian line. So he does have a pretty strong power base, particularly in rural areas.
His critics call him the last dictator in Europe.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the most telling thing that these critics have been pointing out is that several high-profile opposition figures have disappeared in recent years. And during this campaign, there were allegations that Lukashenko ran a death squad to get rid of his opponents. Again, his aides told me that these allegations were just part of a Western plot to undermine Lukashenko. The wives of the disappeared, though, are still demanding answers. They haven't heard from their husbands, you know, in a couple of years. And some fear that because this issue has been so much out in the open, that opposition figures should beware of further repressive acts with Lukashenko again in power.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Minsk, the capital of Belarus.